The situation in Samoa still remains very serious. So there's some 2,000 people that are homeless following the tsunami and have gathered together in a number of relief camps inland. And more than 15,000 people have been affected by this disaster. So it, you know, the number of dead still rises. It's confirmed at 110, but that's expected to increase as well. So it's a very grave situation, and you know, and Red Cross is ramping up its response to assist the people that have been affected.
What assistance has been provided to the people affected?
Well, Samoa Red Cross has been active on the ground from the moment the earthquake occurred, and I should say that that the response by Samoa Red Cross has been really strong because they focused very much on disaster preparedness and preparing for disasters, perhaps not as large as this, but they had already in place relief stocks and supplies they could distribute immediately. They've mobilised some 200 volunteers, and they're distributing all of the sort of basic requirements that are immediately needed. So they're providing clean water, they're distributing food, shelter through a number of tarpaulins, and they're doing as best they can to meet these basic needs at this stage.
What assistance has been provided to the people affected?
Well, Samoa Red Cross has been active on the ground from the moment the earthquake occurred, and I should say that that the response by Samoa Red Cross has been really strong because they focused very much on disaster preparedness and preparing for disasters, perhaps not as large as this, but they had already in place relief stocks and supplies they could distribute immediately. They've mobilised some 200 volunteers, and they're distributing all of the sort of basic requirements that are immediately needed. So they're providing clean water, they're distributing food, shelter through a number of tarpaulins, and they're doing as best they can to meet these basic needs at this stage.
And where are some of the worst affected areas at the moment?
Well, the worst affected areas are all along the southern coastline. So, you know, they're reported to be to the south and southeastern coast of the island of Upolu in Samoa. And there's also a small island, which is of Tonga, actually, which hasn't had as many people affected, but those on that island have been, were grossly affected. So seven people were reported dead there, and the survivors are really doing it tough because there's no potable water left, and there's major damage to the infrastructure on that island as well.
Do you have any idea on roughly how long it's going to take to restore stability in the area?
Well, that's a good question. I think the relief phase will be ongoing through the next weeks, and then there will be a period of months, you know, if not years, to re-establish the villages and the communities to the level that they were before this disaster. The assessments so far are showing something like 40 villages have been affected, and 20 of them have been totally destroyed. So it's really starting from scratch for these communities, and that can take a long time. And that's in terms of infrastructure I'm referring to. And of course, on the psychosocial side, the trauma and the difficulties these people, emotional difficulties they're coping with, will take a long time to move forward with.